in breakfast on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, it is a lifestyle show, you see. So let's go farming now, and let's talk about saffron farming. Saffron, what is saffron? Well, it's interesting because saffron is, I think it's a spice, actually. Well, on the line is the founder and a director of Safricon. It's Benny Engelbrecht. Hi, Benny. Good morning, and welcome to 702.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, help me out with saffron. I think it's a spice. I think it's quite a costly spice as well. Tell us more.
Yeah, saffron is an age-old spice. It's mentioned in the Bible. There's quite a lot that Cleopatra did with it. I think she bathed in it and all different kinds of things. So it's an age-old spice, very expensive. They say it's the most expensive spice in the world.
Okay, all right. Now, speaking about saffron, but also speaking about Safricon, tell us about your journey that you've had getting into farming saffron, because a lot of people would go for other things. They wouldn't go for that.
Yeah, I used to work in the media in Johannesburg for a lot of years. But I grew up on a farm in Namibia, and I always wanted to farm. So I did a lot of research, and I said to myself, you know, you can become a wheat farmer or maize farmer or sheep farmer, but there has to be something that nobody's done before.
Okay.
So I started doing research, and I saw that there is a potential for it to work in South Africa. So I got a few corns from the Netherlands, tested it, and it worked. And, yeah, the first 4 years was just research, just reading and siphoning through everything on the internet. And then after that, I started growing it.
Okay, so I'm looking here. It's the flower of the crocus sativus, commonly known as the saffron crocus. So when you did your research, you would have seen the same thing as well. What markets are available for you? Who's your competition? Who do you export to? Take us through that.
Let's first start with the saffron market. And everybody that's interested in Safricon and saffron is quite concerned about the scope of the market, how big it is. To give you an idea, Iran, who is the biggest producer, produced over 300 tons of saffron a year, and that even can't saturate the market. So when it comes to demand and production, the market is well open. My export, we're starting to export this year. Packaging is almost ready, and it will be to the UAE mainly and to Europe.
Okay, that is so interesting. So you say it's quite in demand, which is lovely because that just means that you have a huge market there just waiting for you.
That's right. The wonderful thing about saffron is that it is not only a culinary product, but it's also got tremendous medicinal values of all different kinds. So yeah, it is absolutely a wonderful little plant. You know, it's not, people expect when you say it's the most valuable spice in the world, that it's got to be a plant that's got lights that come on at night. And it is just a small little plant that looks so unimpressive, but it is so strong. And yeah, I'm blessed to work with the most beautiful things in the world.
Yeah. Is the product available locally? A message has just popped up.
It will be, but our main market is export. South African saffron market is very, very small. I would say 0.1% will be for the local market, but we package it. under the Safricon brand, and then we sell it like that. We're not selling the wholesale.
So tell me something, Benny. Is it difficult to grow? What sort of environment does it need if you want to grow saffron?
You know, we started something called a starter pack, or because it's something new in South Africa, I wanted to do it right from the beginning. And of course, the demand for hectares was absolutely crazy. And I said, I'm not going to do that because people don't know this thing and they're going to burn their fingers. So we started doing a starter pack with about 700 combs or bulbs with fertilizer and a manual and everything like that, just so people can test it in the area. That's the most important thing to me, is that people start small and then work their way up instead of going head over heels into a thing that they might burn their fingers.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is a bit, like you said, when you're starting out, it's daunting. I mean, just for you to leave a career, a television career, was that the SABC?
I started in the SABC at 88, and then I spent about 30 years, Supersport, Mnet, all those places I used to work. So, yeah, but, you know, for me, it was a faith thing. People laughed at me and said, you're crazy doing it. And I just said, I know this will work. And I just persevered and kept going.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I think it's great. And you've done very well so far. You certainly have. Let's go to Paul in Melville. Hi, Paul. You have a question?
Yeah. You know, we grow all of our own vegetables in our house because we're kind of concerned about pesticides and all those sorts of things. And if I wanted to grow a saffron plant in our house, are the plants available locally? And B, how difficult is it? I mean, I live in Melville, so it's like the Joburg climate.
Lovely questions. Thank you, Paul. Benny?
Yes, thank you, Paul. Yeah, just to go back on the starter packs, we've done trials now right over South Africa in all 9 provinces. It works everywhere. If you want to grow it at home, we've got a small gardener pack. You can look at the website. You can order it there. It's just 10 bulbs just for own use. But it's a very easy plant to grow. Soil, you need a sandy loam soil. Please, not too much water. It is not a plant that needs a lot of water. And if you grow it in a pot, make sure the drainage is good. And it is a plant that doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. And please don't put any compost or things like that in there, just the soil. And then you can just put a little bit of fertilizer with it. If you contact us, we'll tell you what the right fertilizer is. So, yeah, it's very easy. It's not a difficult plant to grow. It's a very avid grower, so it shouldn't be a problem.
There we go. Paul, does it help you?
Yeah, also, how big does it grow? You know, I mean, there are different sizes of plant.
Yeah, no, it's very small. Like I say, it looks like a little unimpressive plant. It grows about 10, 15 centimeters high, and that's it, with very skinny leaves, tiny little leaves, but a wonderful little plant.
That sounds it. Makreta in Bromfontein. Hi, good morning. You've also got a question.
Yes, good morning, and good morning to your guest there. I would like to find out the starter pack, 3,700 bulbs, and how much space does that need?
All right.
And the other question is that from the time of planting and how long does it take to harvest time?
Okay, Benny?
Sorry, did you want to know the price?
No, how long does it take till harvest time? How long does it take to produce?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Saffron works totally the other way around that we traditionally used when we plant something in South Africa. Normally, when you plant something, you'll wait the whole season and you'll get your fruit at the end of the season. Saffron, from planting to harvesting your flowers and getting your saffron, is 40 days. The flowers comes first.
Okay, sure.
But also very, very, very important is to remember that a starter pack is not an economic unit. It is to test the market or to test your conditions where you want to grow it. You need a very small space for a starter pack. You need about 20 square meters. Are specifically designed like that. So you don't need any special irrigation systems and all of that. It's controllable little space that you can do it in.
Okay, Makgethe, does that help? Are you going to go farming?
Yes, I do mixed farming. I produce Martin Marinos, but I also have my own vegetable patch where I plant garlic and all those sorts of things.
Very nice. Makgethe, very nice. You see, Benny, you're starting something. Yeah, you're going to have competition very soon.
Competition there is already. you know, this is South Africa. If people see an opportunity, they jump at it. Competition is not a bad thing. I just want to tell the listeners, just make sure that when you order from somebody and you want to buy bulbs from somebody, that they can deliver what they say. Everybody sees the opportunity to make a quick buck. But it's important to make sure that people don't take you for a ride and take your money and they can't deliver. So just do a bit of homework around everybody else that offers saffron bulbs for sale now in South Africa.
Yeah. Do you have a website that people can go and have a look?
Yes, they're more than welcome. Saffricon with two F's, .co.za or .com. They're more than welcome. They can order online. If they want more information, they can send an email to info@saffricon.com and we will gladly respond and help where we can.
That's lovely. Benny Engelbrecht, thank you so much. Founder and director of Saffricon. Thank you. It's been a fascinating discussion this morning.
Thank you very much and have a blessed day and happy new year to everybody.
Thank you, Benny. That's Benny Engelbrecht. Didn't know about the saffron market whatsoever, I must admit. But now we all know, and it's something perhaps you want to put in your veggie garden, perhaps something you might need, you said, what, 20 square meters. So you may need 20 square meters. So you may need a bit of space there. But it is something to look at. So there we go. That's the saffron market.